Leaders of Congress spent the last few days trying to prop up confidence in the mortgage giants. Now they turn their attention back to the high price of oil. Democrats are preparing a range of proposals. Republicans are planning a field trip to one of the places where the oil is, Alaska. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
In this election year, lawmakers fear few issues are likely to be as potent as the price of a gallon of gas. Voters want Congress to do something about gas prices, according to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I think the American people are demanding it, and we usually don't ignore the American people when they're so loud in their voices, when their voices are so apparent.
What Republicans say voters are demanding is more oil drilling offshore and in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Last Friday, President Bush stepped up pressure on Democrats to approve expanded drilling. House Republican leader John Boehner will be leading a delegation of 10 GOP lawmakers who will jet to Alaska to press the issue.
I've never been there. I want to go see just what is there. I want to talk to the local residents about how they feel about the development of this land. And I think it's a valuable trip. I think members are going to learn a lot. And it's certainly within our purview to do this.
Democrats are skeptical of what they see as a not very fuel-efficient stunt by the GOP. Democrats are pushing a number of other measures to increase energy supplies, including pressing oil companies to drill on the 68 million acres of federal lands they already hold leases on, and to drill in the 20 million acre National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska. House Democratic Caucus Chairman Rahm Emanuel suggested GOP leader Boehner take a small side trip during his visit to Alaska.
He can call orbits, and there's a number of other stops he can make. There's another 68 million acres he can visit. And prior to going to Alaska, he can vote for this package, which would open up the additional 20 million of acres. And he can be the first to bring the good news that we're going to actually be drilling in that area.
Democrats also want to reinstate a ban on exports of Alaskan oil and for the president to release some of the oil stored in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, or SPRO, arguing such steps would have an immediate impact on prices. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president's call for more drilling is a ploy.
It's a hoax. It's a subterfuge. It's a decoy to cut your attention away from the fact that their policies have produced $4 a gallon gasoline. We're saying take that price down right now, Mr. President. Release the oil from the SPRO.
But Republicans oppose that idea. GOP Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee says the strategic reserve is needed for times of crisis.
We would greatly jeopardize our country's national security by lowering the amount that is there. And I think people recognize that. I think most calls to do that are just populist kinds of ideas to try to make the American people think that we're doing something that is of benefit when what we're really doing is harming ourselves.
While the two parties seem as usual to be talking past each other, some Democrats have been taking a second look at expanded offshore drilling. Senate Democratic leaders appear open to the idea of legislation allowing more drilling paired with additional conservation measures, but at this point their counterparts in the House seem unlikely to go along. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.